Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY26 earnings con call of Vankis, hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this post-Q4 analyst call of Vankis India Limited, hosted by ICICI Securities. We have with us senior members of the management from Vankis India, including Mr. N. K. Toshniwal, the GM of IC segment, Dr. Vijay Tijare, and Dr. P. G. Pedgaonkar from the poultry segment, Mr. Deepak Khosla, GM of the AHP segment, and Mr. J. K. Handa, the Chief Financial Officer, as well as Mr. Rohan Bhagwat, who's the company secretary. We will start off, of course, with some management commentary on the results, and then we'll have an interactive Q&A session. Over to you, so I'll hand it over to the management now. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Mr. Hardik. A very good afternoon, and thank you all for joining us today for the conference call of Vankis India Limited. The company had published financial results for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2026, along with information for investors on 14th May. I hope you all have gone through the same. Today, we have with us unit heads to answer all your queries in respect of their respective segments and area of operations. Before we start discussing the company's performance, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. After the end of this call, in case you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to the investor relations team. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Jeevan Handa, our CFO, to make the opening comments. Over to you, Mr. Handa.
Good afternoon, and a very warm welcome to our shareholders and investors. I am Jeevan Handa, CFO. We are meeting today to discuss on the Vankis earnings call for the quarter and year ended March 2026. I hope you have gone through the audited results and also the detailed information to investors. For the quarter ended March 2026, overall performance of the company substantially improved. Poultry and poultry products segment delivered a robust performance due to the improved realization from the sale of day-old chicks and grown-up broilers, particularly in the last quarter. The animal health product segment has continued to deliver gradual increase in terms of turnover as well as the profitability. Performance of oilseed segment registered a vast improvement as compared to previous quarters. For the financial year 2025-26, the company registered a better performance as compared to previous year on account of better realization in the fourth quarter. Recently, improvement in realization is visible, and with the onset of monsoon, we hope to see better performance. With this briefing, our senior management is available here to answer all your queries. You may go ahead with your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Akshay Satija from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on great set of numbers. So if you could please share the volumes for grown-up broilers, chicks, and layers.
The volume of commercial broiler birds is 8.69 crore in 2025-26. Against the previous year, it was 9.17 crore birds. There was a reduction of almost 49 lakh kgs during this financial year. In regard to the layer chicks, The volume is 4 crore 57 lakh in this year, whereas last year it was 4 crore 38 lakh. So there is an increase of 90 lakh chicks during the year. In case of broiler chicks, it is 11 crore 46 lakh chicks during the year, whereas in the last year it was 10 crore 77 lakh chicks. This is the volume of layer chicks, broiler chicks and commercial broiler birds. Thank you.
Okay. If you could also so share what would be the realizations for each segment and also what would be our cost for broilers and chicks for this quarter.
Okay. As far as the commercial broiler bird rate is concerned, this year it is 89.59 rupees. Whereas the last year the cost was 90.37. I mean, this is realization. So there is a reduction of 78 paisa per kg. The realization is on the lower side. And in case of broiler chicks, the realization in this year it is 34.94 paisa. Whereas last year it was 37 rupees 90 paisa. So there is a reduction in the broiler chicks, the old chicks, it is 2 rupees 96 paisa. In case of layer chicks, the realization is 45 rupees 15 paisa, whereas last year it was 41.50 paisa, so there is an increase of 3 rupees 65 paisa in case of layer chicks. So broiler chicks, layer chicks and commercial broiler birds, the realization is comparable realization is given. In regard to the costing is concerned, the commercial broiler bird, the cost of production is almost touching average 89 rupees during the year. Whereas in case of layer chicks, it is ranging somewhere around 35 to 37 rupees per bird. And in case of broiler chicks, it is touching somewhere around 32 rupees.
Okay, okay. So just a little suggestion here. If you could please share these details in the investor presentation or the press release that we publish every quarter, it could be of great help. Then additionally, sir, what I wanted to understand is, sir, is there any correlation between the cost of day-old chicks and grown-up broiler? I understand that in grown-up broilers, day-old chick is going to be a influential factor, but do prices really change for day-old chick costs for us?
No. As far as the commercial broiler costing is there, the day-old chicks being supplied to the commercial broiler division is on the cost basis, which was 28 rupees per kg, 28 rupees per number throughout the year. So that was fixed for the year. So that is not affecting the cost of production of commercial broiler bird ultimately, because the bird prices remain same for the entire year based on the costing.
Okay, so can we say then this difference between the selling price and the price by this cost, this is additional benefit if Venky is integrally selling whatever broiler that they are selling? This is the benefit versus what another farmer would do?
Yes, surely it is, because it is a firm and confirmed price to the commercial broiler division that this is on cost basis being passed on to the other division. But as far as the variation in the production cost is concerned, there are other factors like feed cost, medication cost, growing charges cost, mortality cost, and other productivity parameters. But as far as the day-old chicks is concerned, the cost is, confirmed that this is what the price is throughout the year, starting in all 365 days.
Okay, okay. So somewhat similar on the parent front. So we actually, as being a part of integrated VH group, we I think source all our parents and grandparents from the parent. So does that also give us some cost advantage? Because what I understand is parent is also selling these breeding chicks to other players, to our competitors. So do we get any cost advantage there also?
No, it's a uniform price for all the customers.
Okay, so the cost benefit is going to be more on the chicks to layer. So sir, if you could also segregate in terms of volumes, like what portion is integrated and what goes by a contract farming? Is there, if you could quantify the cost difference?
No, your question is, you want...
So, Yeah. What portion of our broiler volumes is so we grow the broiler ourselves or versus we use contract farming, contractual farmings, and the volumes come from there?
No, if you see the overall volume, what has been stated by Mr. Handa, 8.6 crore kgs has been converted and sold as broiler bird. So when we say 8.6 crore, that implies that almost 3.5 crore of the chicks are placed or sold through integration division, whereas we have sold directly to the customers close to 1 crore. So total 4 crore of 11 crore. So out of that, if you see, it comes to close to 80% under integration and 20% for open market.
Okay, okay. Got it. So one more thing I wanted to, so what is our plans going forward? Can we expect to grow at an industry rate or maybe higher than that, that is 7-8%? Is there any specific model that we plan to grow by, contractual farming, leasing, or we want to grow the broilers ourselves? Is there any specific plan to grow for next 3 to 5 years for us?
Yeah, sure. I think this is a good question. In fact, if you see the profile of Venky and if you see the overall growth from last few years, you must have seen that animal health product division and oil seed division. Our main focus is there. So majority of the expansion and majority of the production and majority of the EBITDA is coming from those divisions. Though principally we call ourselves as a poultry company, but if you see the profile, our profile is too balanced, so that almost 49 to 50% is poultry and balance is coming from oil seed and AHP division. So when we talk of expansion, our expansion is not only in poultry, but the expansion is coming from all other divisions also, including poultry. With regard to poultry growth, our growth is coming to 7 to 8% as an industry. And we do expect that that growth is likely to happen in Venky's also. But we have our own plans with regard to layer expansion, broiler expansion. And we have flexibility to convert some of the broiler birds rather than placing under integration or contract farming. We do sell into the open market. So that flexibility also is there. So at that point of time, I mean that overall percentage may look less than the industry growth, but definitely internally we are growing and we have plans to grow under poultry also.
Okay, okay. Sir, is there any difference between we trying to grow the board and sell it ourselves?
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. You may please rejoin the queue from...
It's just a follow-up of the same question. Just for clarity on the same part. Is there any difference in the we trying to grow up the broiler and sell versus contract farming?
It's an integration division only, wherein we are placing the chicks, growing ourselves and then selling into the market, or it goes to the processing plant.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Okay. Thank you. That's it for me, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, kindly limit your questions to 3 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. We will take our next question from the line of Ansh Himawat from Capital One. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just had 2 questions. First, on the poultry division, what gives us confidence that it will be less volatile in this year as compared to the earlier years? That will be my first question, sir. Hello.
So you are asking that what will be the outlook for the poultry on being less volatile this year? Am I right in understanding the question?
Correct, sir. For FY27, sir. Yes, sir.
No, if you see the overall poultry, I mean, when we talk of poultry and when we call it as volatile, it is only because of the feed ingredient prices and broiler realization. But if you see the overall performance of 25-26, you can see that though first 2 quarters were not as expected, but later on it was compensated by Q3 and Q4. So definitely, I mean, overall outlook, if you see, I mean, it is more or less what we are expecting, that in past, whatever the performance was there, the same performance is likely to be as far as poultry division.
Are we trying to say that it's going to be seasonality? If you say there's going to be a seasonality where Q1, Q2 might be a bit tepid, and then it might be followed by a bumper in Q3 and Q4. Is that something which we can take it from this?
No, I mean, quarter-to-quarter performance variation will be there. Usually, we do not talk on quarter-to-quarter basis. As an investor, definitely it's analyzed and reviewed from investor point of view. But from company perspective, we always focus on yearly performance. So if you see yearly performance, definitely there will be a bit of consistency with regard to poultry performance, except some vagary related to realization and some vagary related to ingredient price. But yearly performance definitely will be as expected, what we are thinking.
Okay. And so where do we see on the feed cost prices right now, sir? Are we seeing it improving as to how it was in Q4?
In this last quarter, I mean, yearly, 2025-26, the average prices is 31,658 per ton for the feed prices, broiler feed prices, and total feed prices. I mean, this includes layer ration as well as the broiler ration also. But as far as the quarter three is concerned, the broiler feed rate is ranging somewhere around 39,000 rupees per ton.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. And sir, another question would be on the other financial assets. In the other non-current assets, sir, assets have increased by approximately 4 crore, sir. So there were some bank balances which were there for greater than a year or something. So should we assume that it's the same number, or is there any difference there?
Yeah, it's a regrouping from the current assets to the non-current assets. So ultimately, figures are almost the same. It is basically, if you see in the current asset, it's there in the bank balances, but if you see in the current asset, non-current asset, it is lying in the other financial assets. So it's a regrouping as per the index requirement.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. That'll be for my end, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Siddharth from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Okay. So my first question is, this quarter, the margin in the poultry segment, it's almost 14% operating margin, right? This is due to what is the reason for this, and do you think that this performance can be maintained?
Yeah, with regard to quarter four, the main attributing factor was broiler realization and, of course, input costs. So that is the reason why the percentage and the overall absolute profit was higher. We do expect such kind of performance in future also, but there are certain things which, of course, we have to see with regard to ingredient prices. But as far as broiler realization is concerned, usually quarter one traditionally has shown a better performance in past.
Okay. So what is your outlook on key raw material prices like maize, and how do you see that landscape?
As far as raw material prices are concerned, I think it is going to be a little bit volatile in coming months. For one thing, the crude oil prices are very high. So one of the major ingredients, corn, the government is working on ethanol production. So that will lead to some inconsistency. Soya prices, again, are related to crude oil because a majority of the soya oil or palm oil across the globe, majority of them is being utilized towards biodiesel. Prices are going to remain a little higher than the last year. But the realizations factor is very good, and consumption demand is very good. So I think that will be able to take the burden of this price increase, maize and soya both.
How is the supply-demand situation in the poultry industry right now in India?
See, as far as supply and demand is concerned, India is more than sufficient as far as the corn and soya both are concerned. Today, corn, we are not able to export even to our neighboring country, Bangladesh, because Bangladesh is able to import much cheaper price from Brazil. So in one word, you can say, in one way, you can say that India is expensive as far as the agri commodities are concerned. the prices are going to be dominated by the international prices, which are already much lower than the Indian prices. So I think the local prices cannot remain higher for a longer period. Somewhere or other, the international factor has to come in. So we feel very comfortable as far because the availability is very good for both the products. The price is there, which are fluctuating nature, but we don't see much impact on that because of the global factors. The Brazil and Argentina are very economical as far as soya and maize is concerned. So that's the price look from our side.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akhil Parekh from 360 One Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and many congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is on the poultry pricing trend, right? You highlighted for full year FY26. If you can share those numbers for fourth quarter of FY26 and how is the current trend, like in month of April and May, that would be my first question.
As far as the layer segment is concerned, prices are stable. Whatever the price is, 45 rupees to 49 rupees is the price, which is same in the last quarter, fourth quarter, as well as the coming quarter, that is April, May, June. In regard to the broiler prices, it was very good prices in the last quarter, ranging up to under 105 to 110 rupees where the Venkis is operating. Though in other part of the country, the prices were much higher. But in the area where Venki is operating, it was ranging between 110 rupees and all, which is continued in the month of April also, similar to that and May also in the first 10 days. But now gradually it is falling, maybe due to the multiple factors of the demand supply situation and all. And in regard to the broiler chicks, same is the case. The prices were quite up in the last quarter. It went up to even 55 rupees per kg per bird, number bird. The old broiler chicks, which has come down to the level of 35, and even some part of the northern India, it has come down to the level of 22, 21 rupees also. As there are fluctuations in the different state, different numbers are there. So prices are, April, May, it was good, but now from 10th May, 11th May onwards, it is a bit on the falling side.
Does the Adhik Mass impact our business?
Yeah, usually it happens. But if you see the last Adhik Mass, the prices were quite upbeat because people started taking maximum correction with regard to production and the impact was not to that extent. Usually people always fear about Adhik Mass and Shravan Mass. So this time Adhik Mass is in the month of May. So people are they are taking a lot of precaution with regard to Adhik Mass. So availability will get reduced to the extent what demand will get compensated.
Got it. And my two more questions. One is on the animal health side. We have done very good and we have been scaling up meaningfully now. So do you think this 100 crore of a top line quarterly run rate is sustainable going forward in animal health?
Yeah. In animal health, actually 100 crore is a yearly. It is a 25-26 performance. And this business is a very consistent kind of a business. Last year, we have built up a new facility, which is adding value to our product line, which is giving us a bottom line improvement in the bottom line. But we also hope that this current year also, the same speed will be there for animal health segment. And we are also introducing some new product line, which will add to the values.
Okay. Okay. So it's fair to assume what we did in fourth quarter, broadly, that run rate can continue from a sales perspective. And margins also, if I look at it, EBIT margins were almost 29%, much higher than historical 23-24% range. So we expect that to continue, basically.
Yes, I think there will be a first quarter seems to be on the same. First quarter will be on the same kind of a speed of the margin. But second and third quarter, generally, we have seen because of now the raw material price of the ingredient has gone up. So definitely there's a little bit of a pressure on the cost of production that will affect into little bit reduction in the overall margin in the coming quarters. But
For whole year, I think it will sustain 22%-23% and above, and we are likely to see the improvement in the top line also. Yes.
Great, sir. Great. And lastly, on the oilseed business, our EBIT margins increased almost to 5.3%. And over last quarter-on-quarter basis, if I look at the numbers for last 18 quarters, we have done very good in last three, four quarters. So how should one look at it for full year FY 2027, oilseed business in terms of sales as well as what is the sustainable EBIT margins, which looks like basically on the current scenario right now for this year, FY 2026?
You see, as oilseed is concerned, last six months, there has been a gradual increase in the capacity utilization. And one of the initiatives what we have taken is to educate the poultry farmers about the impact on their production on account of the good quality of soya. That education campaign we started sometime in October and lasted up to January and February. And because of that, we have been able to increase our outside sales other than the group to the 20% of our production now. Now, oil is already accounting around 40% of our outside production, outside sales. And now this 20%, we are trying to increase it to one-third of our production of our DOC. So that means our dependence on the group will become lower, and our 60%-65% revenue will be coming out from the outside the group only. And that will ensure better margins, better liquidity, and wide acceptability of the product. So we see that we'll be able to build up on this platform much better way than the past.
Great. So good to hear. If I can squeeze one last question, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So just on the animal health business, right? I mean, if you look at some of the listed peers, they get far better valuation, and we being part of this whole entity, are there any internal discussions in terms of separating animal health business and getting it separately listed? Any remote thoughts or discussions within the board meeting? If you can throw some light, that would be really helpful. Because what happens is, because it's a part of entire Venky, which includes a volatile business as well of poultry, animal health is not getting the right multiple. So I don't know if promoters and management and board of directors have given any thought on separately listing animal health business. That's all from my side.
If you see that in case of animal business, it's part of the portfolio of the Venky. Venky's portfolio is very interesting. It has a poultry, it has a food processing, it has an oilseed business, and the animal health. They actually complement each other. I think this is a perfect set of models, and then I think Rohan can add to it, or you can ask Rohan separately if you have some dedicated question towards it. But presently, this model is fantastic.
Yeah. I agree with Mr. Deepak Khosla. So we have taken your suggestion. If anything is there, we'll surely let you know. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Marcellus Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. I have three questions, actually. I'd like to ask the first question. There has been recently an article about CCI antitrust investigation. Can you throw some light or give some color on that?
Yeah, sure. So this CCI investigation is regarding certain practices in the parent companies or the parent breeding farms, in which Venky's as such do not deal in those products. However, being a group, as a part of legality, we have received the notice. So as such, Venky's India Limited, being a listed entity, would not be affected on that notice as of now.
Okay. Okay. And sir, just like the past participant, I just wanted to ask that because of the El Niño that is currently going on in India and summers, is there any impact on the bird weight, the summer seasonality, which can impact Q1 FY 2026, or you expect a bit good realizations? And of course, as you alluded, that the prices of maize and soya will be volatile. How should we expect Q1 FY 2027?
Yeah. Traditionally, if you see, the productivity gets hampered in Q1. usually because of we have more than 95% of the farms which are open. So these, because of these conventional farms in India, usually the productivity is comparatively 10 to 12% less than if we compare it to quarter 2 and quarter 3. So definitely the productivity will be less in quarter 1, and we do expect that the same to continue as far as productivity of quarter to quarter variation is concerned. So we do expect that the overall body weight, and there will be a reduction in availability with regard to industry output of broiler meat.
Okay, okay. And how do you view oil seeds business going forward? You know, are these kind of margins sustainable?
See, this oil seed business, I think we started capacity utilization in a better way. And it is on a continuous improvement on a capacity utilization. So I'm sure we'll be able to keep up or even better this performance.
Okay, okay, sir. That would be it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take a next question from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, so if you could start by telling us the realizations in fourth quarter for DOC and broiler meat per kg.
In the commercial broiler realization is concerned, it is ranging in the last quarter, it is ranging somewhere around 100.
Sir, if you could tell us the average, that will be really helpful.
Yes, yes, surely. It is 102.67 in the last quarter as far as commercial broiler is concerned. As far as the deoled chicks is concerned, it was 51.32 rupees in the last quarter. And in case of layer chicks, it is 46.15 rupees.
And sir, these same in the till quarter to date, what is the realization in all these parameters in the first quarter?
Yes. Yes. First quarter,
current quarter,
that is only April only. No? That is April is completed, May is still going on. But in April, as well as the prices of commercial broiler is concerned, it is ranging somewhere around 97-98 rupees. Or let's say 100 rupees in round off figure. As far as the layer chicks is concerned, it is 46 rupees per chick in the last in the month of April. As far as broiler chicks is concerned, it is ranging somewhere around 38 to 39 rupees.
Sir, and how? What is the cost of production per kg and of broiler DOC in fourth quarter and the same in the first quarter?
It is 32-33 rupees in the layer chicks. And as far as the cost of production for broiler birds, it is 89 rupees. And layer chicks, it is 35-37 rupees.
And sir, any change in the cost of production in the first quarter?
It is likely to change in because the first quarter is only April. May and June is still pending. So there are many ups and downs, particularly in the RM front. So likely to be change in the cost of production depending on the seasonality as well as the RM production side, I mean costing side.
Sir, so have maize prices increased quarter on quarter in first quarter versus fourth quarter?
Not really. Not really. Because now in this first quarter, rather than new bumper crop is coming from Bihar, but due to the rains and all those things, prices are temporarily gone up, but it's likely to come down or is within the range. So it may not be, I mean, similar to the last quarter as well as the first quarter.
Understood, sir. And sir, I was seeing our commercial broiler production in FY10, it was 10.4 crore kgs. And I think in FY26 also it is the same. So I don't think it has grown over the past 6 years. So what is the reason?
As we say in our last con call, that we have a flexibility to convert broiler chicks either into birds through our integration division, or if an opportunity is there, we do sell some part to the open market customers, that is, I mean, selling of broiler chicks directly to the customers. So because of that flexibility, if you compare in certain year, you will find that the number of cages which are sold as a meat, sometimes it is more, and sometimes number of broiler chicks sold in the market, it is more. So that flexibility is there on the operational part depending on the situation.
Sir, but it seems to me that from FY16 till FY20, every year commercial grown-up broiler in cages was increasing, but after that it has basically plateaued out. And whereas, so basically the overall poultry division itself, it doesn't seem it has been really growing at 8-9% the industry average.
In regard to the commercial broiler section, for example, the prices are so volatile, the devoured chick prices are, even in the last quarter, it was 50 plus, whereas in the first quarter, it is on the lower side by 34-35 rupees, the cost of production is 32 rupees. So this is what, you know, why the top line is also hampering, and same way is the commercial broiler bird. The prices were 120 or 115 or 114 in the last quarter, whereas in the April, it is ranging somewhere around 102 and 100 rupees so. And presently, it is falling down to the level of 90 or 93, so and so. Top line is also hampering with the realization. Bottom line is also affecting the numbers. So that is why you are saying that it is not in the order the last quarter was there.
And sir, how is the parent bird placement for the year on a industry-wide scale? I mean, how is the demand supply in the broiler segment?
It is more or less 7-8%. If you see in past few years, I mean, whatever the broiler breeders are getting sold all over India, the overall percentage of increase is 7-8% compared to previous year.
Sir, now if we look at FY27 on a division-wise, so you mentioned that in animal healthcare we can expect something like 15-20% growth. Is that understanding correct?
Yeah, I think this animal health business will definitely grow in the double digit. And even from the first month of this financial year, direction only. So we are optimistic on this. Thank you.
And sir, the oilseed division, the fourth quarter performance, can we expect it to continue in the remaining quarters of this FY27?
Yes, I think next two quarters we definitely expect so. Third quarter onward the new crops comes in. So that depends on the availability and the crop size and all India. Because El Nino is affected, though the soybean and maize doesn't need much of the water. But you want to see that how that El Nino effect is on the crop, then we'll be taking a call from October or not at a later stage. But up to September, I think we'll be doing equivalent, if not better, than this quarter.
Great, sir. Sir, thank you very much for answering all the questions in detail. Sir, my request to you, kindly carry this request to the promoters as feedback. Sir, like the previous speaker said, the animal healthcare division, since it's an independent division, it might be housed in Venky's India, but since there are no inter-division transactions, it's an independent unit, so it can be split off and it will generate huge value for the shareholders. And sir, also we should do a share buyback. So because recently the taxation has become very attractive for share buyback, So these two feedback I request you to carry to the promoters from the shareholders. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sahil Jain from Samithi Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Am I audible?
You are audible, sir.
Yeah. Congratulations on a good set of numbers and a good start of execution. So I wanted to focus a little bit on oil processing. So if I go through the last decade, except for FY15, your margins have been in a range of 4-5%. But since FY21, where you hit a peak of 2500, and until last year, which was FY25, you came down to almost 1100 crores. Can you explain, and the margins also kept falling before this excellent quarter which we have had. So I wanted to understand, one, what has happened between FY21 to FY25, and also the sustainability of which variables should we, as investors, keep a track of just to see what is happening in the Venky's oil processing division.
Yeah, after COVID, we had certain setbacks and the constraints, which it took about two and a half years to recover that. And if you look at it from 24 onwards, it has been gradually rising, but the cumulative impact is being seen now. Actually, the progress has started from the 24 onwards only, and things have been built up in a better way. We have learned from the experience, and second thing, we are going for an outside market where our outside market will be around 60 to 65%. So that will add a lot of advantages to us, and it will help us to improve the capacity utilization also. In the commodity business, the main thing is that capacity utilization, which makes all the difference. And that is what we are trying to encourage, that because we are debt-free, we are not using any money for the capex, we are not using money for any working capital. There are absolutely no loan for the division. So that capacity utilization brings the best of the benefits.
Okay. So at current, what is your current capacity utilization, let's say Q4, and is there any seasonality in your capacity utilization in your oil processing, or is there like a seasonal impact?
So we are trying to be consistent throughout the year, though it is a seasonal industry, but we have made our working in a such a way that procurement of raw material, sale of our goods, that season or no season doesn't impact us. It is a consistent performance throughout the year.
Okay, and your capacity utilization, sir?
Capacity utilization today is around 65 to 70%. And this year, 65. We expect to be around 80%.
So will that be your optimum capacity utilization, 80%? Or no, we can do a little more? Okay, so we can reach 100?
Commodity utilization, there are many factors counts for that. It is, the capacity is counted on 300 working days only, but where are the days are 65. So capacity utilization for a commodity at least cost, it can be increased at any time.
So one last question, so two last questions on the oil processing. One, what's the sort of procurement policy as it in, do, and what is the catchment area? So procurement policy, is it a direct procurement or is it from the mandate? And what is the catchment area?
It is the combination of it is a mandi purchase also, it is a trader's purchase also.
Mm-hmm.
Both this thing are doing, and second thing that NAFED and the National Cooperative Federation, they also stock the material, they also sell. So we buy ITC and all this bulk. People who buy in the off season and sell in the lean season, we buy from them also. It is a combination of all. In procurement, the main thing is the cost factor. And we are almost, you can say, the 70 to 80% of Maharashtra is our purchasing centers. That is where we procure our material. So that ensures one thing, the competitiveness of the pricing. Second thing, availability, consistent availability throughout the year.
And will you be deploying any more capital in the oil processing, because since your entire procurement in Maharashtra and you also have operations outside of Maharashtra. So will I, in future, do we have a plan for any more capex in the same, like north, in north basically. You are already present in west via Maharashtra. So do you have any future capex plans?
Right now, we would like next 1 year for these units, all three units where we have the four plants, to be stronger enough to sustain any volatility in the future, so that we ensure the consistent performance. After satisfying that, we'll think of a further capex.
Okay. So I'll get back in the queue for the other division. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chetan Phalke from Treason Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So, sir, my questions are mainly on animal health business. Sir, I can see in last 10 years, we have almost more than doubled this business, and the margins have also gone up from under 17%-18% to this quarter, it was around 29%. So if you can just help us, what is structurally changing in this business? Are the margins improving because of scale, because of the product mix, which is changing? Because few quarters back, we were talking about getting into natural solutions and other specialized treatment products, or higher margin replacement for legacy feed supplements. So what is really happening in this business? And if you can just help us the overall the trajectory for this business over the next 3 years, let's say, including the competitive positioning or any export opportunities that we're exploring, et cetera. So just a more detailed color on animal health business. Yeah.
So in overall business, last 3-4 years, there were 3-4 changes have been made in the product mix. As you know, there's a lot of talk on the antimicrobial resistance. So we started developing a lot of products for the natural solution, which is a, into the those kind of a growth promoters, which are natural. That was the one changes we have made. Second, the big changes come when we set up our new unit, which is a, basically for the treatment of the poultry, which is a therapeutic unit, which is last year to last year, yes, before that it was commissioned. And it has started giving us a good revenues and good kind of a product mix and good results. So this new unit, before that the product mix has also changed. And third thing was that we have deployed a lot of distribution channel all across the country, with a lot of clearing and forwarding and our warehousing system, where we can reach to our customer in a different nook and corner. So if we develop any product we want to sell from Trivandrum to Guwahati or Agartala, so our system is such that it's all those places we can service within 6 to 7 days. So, and then we have also started giving some technical support and assistance to our customers. So these all things are happening, and we see now with this kind of a capacities and this kind of a product mix, the future looks great, and we are very optimistic in the next 2-3 years. Our top line will further increase. It will definitely improve on the whatever the growth we were getting in the past. Now I think the growth will further strengthen, and definitely it will affect on the bottom line as well as on the top line. And we are in export front also. We started selling to few of the countries outside India, and that scope is also quite wide for us. These all things will help us to further strengthen this business in the next 3-4 years. Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. And what would be our quantum of export at present, and what would be the capacity utilization in this business?
Yes. Actually, whatever export is still not, it's a very, I should say it's in timing. It's a, not even the 2-3% of the turnover, which has started yet. That's number one. And capacity, we have a two plants. One plant, which is our earlier plant at Osade, which is giving us around 75-80% utilization. The new plant, which we have built, so which is at, still at, because this is for specialty product and the therapeutics. So this is still at the 35-40% of the capacity utilization, which will give us a lot of volume in the coming year, going to be safe for next few years with this new production units. Yes,
okay. Please. And incrementally, how much volume or how much revenue this new plant can give us? And what would be the margin difference between this and the legacy one?
Yeah, yeah. I cannot comment on that as of now, but we are very optimistic this for this business. We'll continue to see the double-digit growth in the coming years, definitely. Absolutely.
Okay, okay. So, essentially, sir, we are saying incrementally all the growth will come from outside the group or within the group?
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. We are a lot of, as over, we have expanded over distribution channel, and this will definitely help us for the outside group also. Even with the inside group also, we are trying to service better and better. But outside group also, all the numbers will definitely increase. And last few months, we have already seen that changes.
Okay, okay. And sir, who are we competing against in this market? And what is our market share? How big is this opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. This, what happens with this business is divided into 3-4 segments. And Venkat's India Animal Health Division is one part of that. Then our group company with these and deal with others like biologicals and premixing and others. And there are many companies which have some of the product lines similar. These are multinational, these are local companies. And growth opportunity definitely will increase because people are becoming more and more conscious now. And the natural solution which we are providing, which is definitely going to give us a good volume in the coming years.
What will be our market share, sir?
Actually, market it's absolutely the product to product. Because
In any product,
some products will maybe some product will be very less, still around 10-12%. Some product will be around like feed safety, food safety, those kind of product line. We must be 40-45% of the market share. On an average, you can say between 24-25% in these product line, an average market share will be there. And hope to increase in the coming years.
Okay. So can we assume we'll maintain this 110 crore kind of an EBITDA run rate in this business?
Definitely, yes.
We'll continue to grow at a higher than the industry rate, 18% plus.
Yeah, definitely. We'll work on the top line and this will sustain these kind of margins. And definitely in this business, sometime opportunities come and we'll try to encash those opportunities. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And my last question is, sir, on the SPF X side. What would be our current utilizations, revenue, and the margins for this business for the year, financial year 26 and outlook for 27?
Yeah. As far as the capacity utilization is concerned, it is to the extent of 48% in this year. And the total capacity is 1.88 crore for the whole year. But it, for the year theory, it is 48% against last year of 45% utilization. And the production was taken out almost 1 crore X in, during this year. And the realization was 80 rupees 22 paisa during the current year. So this is hopefully to be improved further as there are a lot of inquiries from different nook and corner of the globe.
Okay. And what would be the margin in this business, sir, in SPFX at present and going forward? What do you expect?
So we'll get back to you on this question.
Okay. So, sir, if I just last question from my end, if we just connect to what sir guided on the soya business, so if we say that animal health is going to maintain 110 crore EBITDA, SPFX is there, and your soya, we are confident that we'll maintain this run rate. So, essentially, are we saying these two divisions alone are becoming 160-180 crore kind of an EBITDA run rate?
Yeah,
definitely. And soya will contribute to the top line also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's it from my end, sir. I'll get back in with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, kindly restrict yourselves to two questions only. In case of follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. We'll take our next question from the line of Mahesh Atal from Dhairya Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, what I understand is that the soya prices have been going, the soybean oil prices have been moving upwards. And I think they have, in the international markets, the price have already touched around $1,600 mark. What are you seeing on the pricing front and how it is going to increase our realization? Because we have done 5% EBITDA. So what I understand is it could further, you know, go up in the coming times. Is my assumption right on this? What are you seeing on ground? That would be my first question, sir.
No, in soya business or any commodity business, it is not the finished goods or raw material value which matters. What matters is what conversion cost you are able to realize that. So conversion cost always remain the same. When the prices are high, the profit in percentage of comes down. When prices are low, the conversion cost forms a part, so you'll find that percent of margin becomes more. But actually it is a conversion cost on which price, number one. Number two, a certain amount of profit comes from the inventory, which is a speculative profit. And there we have a fairly expertise. We are able to buy the goods well in advance, so we are able to realize the future benefits of the inventory. That two combination makes up the profit of a soya division.
So do you see that, how do we link the oil prices to your thing? How much of that is actually oil?
Either 40% is oil, 60% is the meal. Out of that 60%, about 20% meal we are selling outside. So you can say the total turnover of about 55 we are selling and outside. We are targeting 33% of the soya meal to sell outside. So our outside part of our operation will be more 65% plus, and in-house it will be 35%.
Fair enough. Sir, in your beginning, one of the questions that you've answered, you've said that the broiler chick, the day-old chick realizations have gone down from 55 to somewhere around 38, and then you're seeing a downward trend again in that particular segment. So does this also impact your animal health division in a way? Because if the realization goes down, down, down in that part, the animal health also depends on how good the industry is, right? I mean, it will be good for the farmers to get the products, animal health products, only when their realizations are better. So how do you see this thing?
Yeah, I understand. It's a very good question. Actually, as well as animal health business is concerned, it is basic for the poultry health. So when they have a problem, they want to prevent any disease, they want to make good performance, they want to give nutritional supplements. So that time these products are required. So this is whenever the market is little bit disturbed, only over the payments get delayed, but not the generally the basically the product consumptions or people start buying less product. Doesn't happen. Only the sometime the credit extension goes up in those market, those times. Otherwise, these are generally in the cyclical issues. It doesn't affect the sales. It affects on the basically on the your credit period extension during those periods. That generally happens. But luckily, as you are aware that in this business, we supply to the layer, we supply to the broiler, we supply to the broiler breeders, we supply to the feed millers. So one of the two segments, if is getting a little bit effective, other takes up. So generally, it doesn't affect. Thank you.
Fair enough. Third, my last question, sir, would be on the balance sheet side. So if you see the receivables have gone up in our balance sheet as on 31st March, and also what is the view of management on the balance debt that we are having in the book, sir? If you can actually I just wanted to understand how you are looking at debt. You want to clear this down or you are comfortable at this debt levels, and how exactly, because if you already said that the raw material pricing would be a little volatile this year. So how are you geared up to get more inventory for the upcoming year? How are you planning it, sir?
See, as far as receivables are concerned, it was 553 crore in the last year, which has come down to the level of 544. This include external as well as the group associates. If you see the group associates outstanding, it was more in the last year, it has come down this year. But at the same time, the turnover has gone up to the 150 crore more in case of oil field segment. So by even increasing the turnover to the extent of 150 crores, the debts are almost same. That means there is a solid improvement.
Right. And sir, what about the procurement thing? Are you actually looking at increasing the debts in the procurement season? Because I think you will be needing more working capital.
No, on the working capital front, we are having the sufficient working capital in place. It is almost 160 crore is the working capital availability, which is sufficient to meet the requirement of all the segments which we are having, and the sufficient inventory or stocks are available. There is, at the moment, there is no, planning to enhance the capital or liability in any other way. Maybe other the term loan section or the working capital section. No plans to increase the liability as such.
And sir, just one more thing to add, sir. A few years back, there was one group, Srinivasa Group, which bought the parent bird. So, do you see any competition on that front, sir? I mean, they wanted to have their own parent bird in the in this particular territory. So, any update on that?
I think this is a question which is related to industry and not related to Venky. So definitely we'll come back to you and we will post you the answer in detail with regard to all the details available with the competitor.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Chetan Phalke from Triton Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. Just wanted to understand on the poultry division, last year's Q1 and Q2 were abnormally volatile. So compared to, I understand we cannot predict the poultry prices for the next one or two quarters, but will the volatility be lesser in Q1, Q2 of this financial year? Where do you expect? Basically, what I'm trying to understand is, will this year's Q1, Q2 will be better compared to last year's Q1, Q2? Just broadly on the poultry side.
Slowly, slowly, industry is getting mature with the consistent placement by all the integrators, including all the professional company. So if you see, that is one of the reasons why there is a consistent placement around the year, irrespective of whether it's a quarter one, quarter two, or quarter three. Earlier, there were a variation with regard to the placement, and people used to correct the placement in quarter two, and they used to increase the placement in quarter one and quarter three. Now that is not the case, and there is a consistent placement. At the same time, demand also is supporting. If you see overall pie graph of non-veg segment, earlier poultry was having 35% to 40% in non-veg segment. Now it is crossing more than 55%. So definitely there is a growth in demand also. There is a consistent placement from professional players of whoever are placing under integration. They are also. So we feel that there will be less volatility in future. Of course, there will be a volatility of ingredient prices, that is something different. But if we see the prices or realization, to some extent, we expect that the market is likely to get mature and there will be less volatility.
Okay, okay. And sir, earlier, DC, you mentioned about our growth plans as well in dual chicks and layers and in commercial broiler. So if you can just elaborate a little more on that, I mean, what makes us think that we can go back to let's say 5% plus kind of a volume growth in all these segments, especially the volume growth. Yeah.
Yeah. In case of poultry segment, particularly like layer segment, we sold 4.57 crore chicks during last year, 25-26. We are planning to sell almost 5 crore plus chicks in during this 26-27. So there is a solid plan to acquire more numbers in case of layer segment. As far as broiler is concerned, we are having the pack production, line up the breeders flock and all, everything. So we are hopeful to have a better number, at least the same, maybe having a 4-5% growth in regard to the CBF contract broiler farming, wherever Venky is operating. So we are having the same set of, offices, branch offices and people in place as well as the number. Only sometimes the various issues like viruses and disease are also concerned. Like in last year, Rajasthan was having a very good number we were having, but at the same time, few issues were there. The productivity norms were less. We were having a less production because of virus and many other factors. But as far as our availability in the different states where we have Venky's operating, we are having a packed production and likely to repeat this number at least 2-3% more, 4-5% more in the broiler chicks as well as the CBF numbers. Layer in any case, we are going to increase from 4 crore 57 lakh to 5 crore plus.
Okay, okay. And sir, lastly, if you can just help us understand what is the competitive intensity changing in the regions that we are operating, especially in the north and west? And how do we see the new entrants performing, or how easy or difficult it is getting for new players to come up with commercial farms and scale up our hatcheries and breeders and all those segments?
If you would like to bifurcate the expansion of the industry, we are seeing that more than 75% of expansion comes from existing players.
because they are better off and they are already having the infrastructure of feed milling, breeder capacity, hatchery, and even commercial farms. So more than 75% of expansion is coming from existing operators. And of course, new entrants are coming, not in a big scale, but definitely 25% of expansion comes from the new entrant or the small scale player or open market, we can say. But the existing and professional players, they are expanding and their expansion is more than 75% out of the total expansion of 7-8%.
Okay. So in your view, is the intensity reducing or still being maintained as it was 2-3 years back? The competitive intensity, I mean.
No, it's maintained. I mean, if you see that the, whatever age is there for the existing player, I mean, they are having a, they are better placed when we compare to any new entrants or any new competitor coming into the market, because they are well poised and they are having a very good presence in that particular geography with regard to the infrastructure.
Okay, okay. That's it from my end, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hardik Solanki for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you everyone for joining the call. Thanks on behalf of ICICI Securities. Thank you everyone.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today and you may now disconnect your lines.